across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Well, as promised earlier, joining me live in the studio, Jonathan Martin, who's the CEO and creator of the Aqua Garden Systems. Jonathan, good afternoon. Thank you for coming in. Tell us a bit about how this came about, because it's a fascinating setup, right? If I can describe it. We've got one in the studio. It's white. It's about 5 foot tall, 4 foot six, five foot tall, and it looks like a giant Prosecco fountain. Or chocolate fountain is what I'm imagining. Obviously, it's very different whenever it's got the plants and the...
Stuff in it.
So how did it come about?
I'm not actually a product developer by background. I'm a lawyer. I was an oil and gas lawyer. This took me all over the world. I practiced law for about 27 years and decided I wanted to do something different. So on my travels, I encountered this concept of vertical growing. First of all in the US and then in Africa, became fascinated by it. Looked at a number of products out there, decided I wanted to do something different with my life at that stage, give something back, do something which was going to make a difference to people's lives. And I decided to develop my own product.
Because really we are moving towards plant-based food, really, aren't we? As a kind of nation, and with global warming, and this is environmentally friendly, yes?
Very much. So some of the elements of the system, that there's a good deal of science in the system, although I've made it to be very simple to operate, set up, maintain. It has a self-watering smart irrigation system, which once you set it up, set the system up, you more or less press go, and it'll water your plants at regular
intervals. So an even idiot like me could set it up and...
Very much. It's right. Designed to be just very simple for everyone to use. So one of the features is its water usage. Because the water is recirculated from the reservoir at the bottom up to the top of the system through a fountainhead at the top, with the water then cascading down through the levels, the growing levels, very little water is used, so it uses 90% less water.
And what sort of a yield of crop do you get from it?
Very high. So it's I describe it as an urban kitchen garden.
Right.
Plants grow very quickly, very abundantly. You can grow up to 72 plants at any one time in the six levels. And you can get pounds and pounds, kilograms in new money, of all kinds of different produce, from tomatoes, herbs, chilies, sweet peppers, vegetables.
So you could have this if you had a little flat somewhere, and you could have this in your backyard, or it could go right up to, say, supply maybe a kitchen?
Correct, yeah. So it has a very small footprint, as you see, which is the reservoir base is 42 centimetres square. Stands, as you say, about 5 feet tall, 1.45 metres. And so it can be set up in the smallest of spaces. It can be set up in quite inaccessible spaces because the tower rotates. So if there are any accessibility issues, they're dealt with by the system. So patio, balcony...
Or if somebody was elderly or disabled, they can kind of manoeuvre it round.
Very much. Mm. And it's also modular. So you can decide on your configuration.
You
can
have to turn it towards to face the sun.
The rotation of the tower is that's one of the benefits of the rotation.
Ah,
so
right, okay.
If you want to turn the tower around so your plants get a fair share of sun, you can do that. So, but it also allows easy access harvesting. And so
now, you have quite an ambitious plan for this. You know, we're talking world challenges and refugee camps and offtake aqua allotments. Tell us a bit about that.
Okay, so I've developed two systems. One is a consumer system, basically allowing anybody to grow their own fresh, healthy, nutritious produce at home, which is greatly beneficial. And as you say, this is playing into many of the societal trends. Plant-based diets and so on. I've also developed a commercial system, And the commercial system is not a single tower, it's multiple towers integrated into one system. So rather than having one reservoir for your single tower, you have a reservoir bank which can feed 6 towers, 16 towers, 36 towers.
So it'd be perfect for a refugee camp, wouldn't it?
Very much. So a priority of my development and design was to ensure that this was cost-effective and affordable. So there are many growing systems out there which are very, very nice, very high-tech and everything else.
Yeah, I was thinking of Dubai particularly.
The one in Dubai, the Emirates have developed to feed their entire global operation with their own growing. That system cost $40 million.
Mm. You have a trial one already in place, haven't you?
I do. So we've been running a prototype in Africa for the last two seasons. And from that experience, I've now developed something that's better, more effective, and more cost effective.
And how many people are they feeding?
That's 300 towers. So each tower can produce 5 to 10 kilograms a week of produce.
Right, and what about the shortage of water there?
In Nigeria, where we've set this up, partly because of the optimal growing conditions there, they don't really have a water problem.
Right.
In other parts of the world, there's a severe water problem developing, such as India. As we've seen global warming having an impact and weather systems changing, water tables have been depleting. And this has created the makings of a real water security issue. So with my systems, you're using 90% less water.
Right, and they're not grown in soil?
No, absolutely. Very, very good point. So the growing medium we use is coconut coir.
Right.
And this is historically a waste product from the husk of a coconut. In the 1980s, Dutch growers discovered that it was a phenomenal growing medium for their roses and lilies. Since then, it's developed as a leading growing medium. It's very clean, wholly organic, peat-free, very importantly, and has exceptional qualities of drainage, water retention, and aeration.
Right. And in the winter, do you need to is it viable in the winter?
In the winter, so you've got a choice. You can use it as a seasonal product for 6-7 months a year on your patio outside.
Yeah.
Or you can move it inside to your kitchen over winter. And we also supply what are called LED grow lights.
Okay.
So you clip those on to the system.
You're kind of tricking the plants into thinking they're getting some sun.
So these mimic the wavelengths of the sun, which are most beneficial to plant growth.
Okay. Briefly, I just want to talk about, you talked about aqua allotments as the way forward.
Right.
There must be some sort of good thing then, and then you can take them on to farmers' markets or restaurants.
Absolutely. So the plan with the commercial systems, the small commercial systems of maybe 6 towers, 8 towers, is to establish urban allotments on waste ground, contaminated land, derelict land, whatever, unused land. And set up micro commercial systems that people can then lease, and they can grow their own produce and sell to the farmers' markets, the local restaurants, and what have you. So local growing, community growing, and so on.
Finally, what sort of price is it?
So the Aqua Garden is retailing at £195, delivered VAT,
Does that come with the plants and the coconut?
It does.
Coir,
so in your box, you've got everything to start growing apart from the water.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah.
We don't sell water.
We
do actually. We sell water in this country. So finally, if you can just give me some contact details, if anybody wants to find out anything more.
Yeah, absolutely. So the website is www.aquatower.com.
That's A-C-Q-U-A, isn't it?
It is. It's the Italian for water rather than the Spanish. My details are jonathan@aquatower.com.
Jonathan, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Fascinating.
Thank you.